Alan, you look back on a great career for club and country. You played along with the best that English football has seen. You played with Pat Jennings, Cliff Jones, Mackay. At international level, you played with Bobby Moore, yeah. Bobby Charlton. And it seems like yesterday, probably.
You know, as a kid growing up, when I was growing up in Notting Hill, you know, the only thing I wanted to do was play football. And you used to dream of, you know, wanting to play in a cup final and things like that, because that was a big thing when I was a kid. And, I mean, I just wanted to be something good at football. I mean, in that area where we lived, you know, everybody played football, but not very well. But I was stood out a little bit. You know, I was lucky enough to go to Fulham and, you know, signed a contract with them when I was 17. But I always wanted to be a footballer and always wanted to play at Wembley. So I did that, you know, a few times, and then being in the England side as well. You know, that was the home ground, and it was just great. Now, all the dreams that I had as a young boy came true, you know, and it's just something you can really explain. You know, you look at kids and you say to them, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they say, well, I want to be a footballer. But there's probably only one in 600 kids becomes what we've been doing, you know, for the years in our career as footballers. And I was one of those lucky ones.
You played in some of the most memorable games in English football history for club and country, the 67 Cup final against Chelsea, yeah. Those games at the 70 World Cup. What's the standout moments from your life and football?
I mean, there's too many to do over, you know, recording them. I mean, stacks of them, you know, scoring a goal, you know, in the Europa League Cup final, and it won us, you know, the European Championship there. You're looking at it, I scored an unbelievable goal, even myself, against AC Milan. I hit it on the volley, it flew in the top corner, you know, and we end up beating Milan, you know, there in the game. You know, things that you only dream of took place. You know, not every day, because sometimes you have some bad days, but things that you just love doing and getting paid for it as well was absolutely wonderful.
You had a real ringside view the day Gordon Banks made that memorable save. Tell us about that.
Well, it was come down the right-hand side. Jairzinho beat Terry Cooper, who used to play for Leeds, and he crosses the ball to the far post. And it's slightly unmarked. I'd push forward. Brian Lebone went first, Bobby Moore went next, and I pushed forward and left him on the far post. And as the ball went over all of us, he was climbing up in the air, and as he headed it, he shouted goal. But Gordon Banks, you know, everybody knows the scene. He comes across, he's horizontal, and he gets it with the fingertips of his hand and flicks it onto the roof of the net, you know. And then when he'd done that, I patted him on the back of the head and said, why didn't you catch it? I can't describe the words he said to me at that time, but it was one of the greatest saves ever. Yeah.
We talked earlier about the players you played with, Pat, Cliff Jones, Jimmy Greaves. Always seen as the greatest goal scorer in English football, Jimmy Greaves?
Well, I've played with, you know, one of the best goalkeepers in the world, if not the best, in our period of time, called Pat Jennings. Banksy was a terrific goalkeeper as well. Jimmy Greaves, in his day, was the Lionel Messi of today. Fabulous goal scorer. Travel the world for free, you know, play all over the world. And I mean, just a career I always hoped I'd get. I did. And I'm still doing it. You know, that's the nice thing. I'm an ambassador for Brighton. So I go to their games, you know, every time they play at home. And just love it. And I don't feel any older than what I did, you know. I still think I've never had a bad game since I retired. You know, all the lads that are making mistakes were on the pitch, but I never made any mistakes. You believe that, you believe anything.
These Spurs nights with the legends of the past are a real big thing now, and they draw good crowds of people.
I'm so amazed that the feeling of togetherness in this room tonight, that it was absolutely, it took me back, you know. I thought, you know, these people absolutely love doing what they're doing. You know, meeting their football heroes, you know, really getting into it. Absolutely fantastic evening. Really thought it was very, very worthwhile. And I'm going to go home, and every time I see somebody, I say, you want to go to one of those in Derry or in Dublin or, you know, Belfast, go over there, because the Irish people are absolutely fantastic.
Pat, you're no stranger to Derry. You've been coming here for a very, very long time.
Yep. It's always a pleasure to come to Derry. Way back from the years I came to the school to play basketball. goes back that long. And I mean, I've known connections with Jerry Phil, the great Phil Coulter. I was here whenever he got the freedom of the city of Derry, here with a wife that night. And I'm an ambassador for the Irish AFA McDonald's on the Grassroots programme. So again, I'm in and out of Northern Ireland probably 10 or 12 times a year. And I love that sort of work I'm doing, you know, acknowledging the people that do fantastic work in the communities for grassroots football.
You told some good stories tonight. I've never heard you tell the story about leaving Spurs for Arsenal, and it looks like it really kind of hurt you.
Yeah, well, obviously, if somebody comes to you and tells you your service requirements after 13 years in the club, and Alan and myself, we absolutely live for Tottenham Hotspur, and then somebody to come along and tell you, right, you can go, and not only can you go, but we're selling you after 13 years, you know. Most players do 5 or 6, 7, 8 years and they're given free transfers. I'm being sold after 13 years, so I had the dead needle with Tottenham at the time, but whether we like it or not, we're a commodity, you know. That's the way football is. Even today it's like that. If the club, if you're in demand, a good enough player, they want you. If you're not, you're on your way.
Like Alan, you look back on an amazing career. You played with George Best, arguably the greatest of all time. All we ever saw was what the TV and the newspaper showed. What do you know of George? What was your memory of him?
Just for me, he's the best player I played against in British football all those years ago. Looking back over the years, I think anybody that played against him or played with him would tell you that he's been the Messi in our time, the Messi of our football here in Britain. And it's my one regret for him that he didn't manage to make the World Cup squads with his 82 and 86. Such a world class player, but hasn't played in the World Cups with. But what a lad and a great player.
You played for Northern Ireland for over 20 years, and it took those last two tournaments at the World Cup. And I mean, that 82 one, that night against Spain, is that the best game you played on at that level?
No, not at all. I mean, 119 caps for Northern Ireland. I mean, and every game, as you can imagine, going out with respect to Northern Ireland, you know, if you give a goal away, that we're not going to get two. So it's added pressure down through the years, knowing that you got to play under that pressure all the time. So, I mean, I like to think of it. Well, I had 6 clean sheets in my last 6 or 7 internationals. Not just me, the team. That was with the team. That was what our strength was. Don't give goals away and we'll nick one or the other end. And that's how we qualified for World Cup.
When you look back now on your playing career, both of you obviously happy to have played at the time you did play?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, to be paid whatever salaries we had, it's nothing like today, but we were being paid to play football. I mean, how many people get the chance to do that and earn a living from it? I mean, people go out to work, you know, 12 hours a day or whatever it is now, and get paid very little. We got paid because we love playing football. And that was, you couldn't get any better, could you? You know, get paid for something you love. I mean, some of those poor people who work in offices and things like that are bored stiff half the time. But we as footballers went round the world for free, you know. I mean, it was just a wonderful time to be a professional footballer.
When you look back at the ones that came before us, there were 70,000 in the grounds every week and getting £12 a week wages. Like. So, I mean, we moved on a long way from that in our day, and now it's gone to the other extreme, you know. But we're just so happy to have had the careers that we've had whenever we had them. So, you know, never any regrets. I'm looking back, I've had unbelievable career. 119 internationals, Football of the Year 73-76, two short of 1,100 first-class games, played for 23 years. I mean, it's just, I couldn't have written the script for that. Unbelievable.
Have Spurs got a chance in Europe?
Well, we're still well there, goal down. We'd obviously like to be going out in 11th playing field, but we're a goal down. Hopefully we're going to pull it back, but if we don't do it this year, we've got everything in place now to push on, hopefully, and improve the team. And we've got everything else in place for the new unbelievable training ground and an unbelievable stadium. You just got to have to see it to believe how good it is.
I heard you talk about the stadium, Alan. You said you wanted to move in and live in it.
I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. I've never seen anything like it. And it's got to be the best stadium in the world now. And we played in a few of them. In the American Arm many years ago, 200,000 people in there and played in that. But it wasn't that, it's the structure of it as well. The structure is so out of this world. You know, in amongst all these houses that have been there for hundreds of years, and you've got this, you know, thing that's come out of the ground. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. It really is a wonderful place to go and play now.